Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Let me tell you, I've been watching Chris McGowan do his job for a while now. Trailblazers president, head of Vulcan Sports. Very important guy who operates with almost no ego. Super smart, although he would never say that, and he would say, come on. He's joining us now. You do a lot right, is what I'm saying, Chris McGowan.
Well, it's always nice to get compliments, so I appreciate that.
Hey, that's good news yesterday. What was your reaction as you learned that you were going to be able to have fans back in Moda Center on Friday for games?
I was a little bit relieved because we were worried that it may not come during the regular season. So it was a bit of a surprise. Fortunately, our staff's been working on it for a long time and we're prepared to go, you know, with a game on Friday. So, you know, the staff's really relieved. We're excited. Obviously, we've been looking forward to this moment. It's good progress, and you know, we're just excited that we're going to see screaming fans in our building during a time when games are really important.
You're on those calls with other NBA presidents and executives, and you know, the reaction nationally. You were the last team in the NBA that was allowed to bring fans back. What kind of reaction were you getting from your peers?
They were surprised. Because, you know, some of my peers are in markets that were, you know, hit a lot harder than we were, and they opened a lot sooner than we did. You know, everyone is so supportive in the NBA, both at the league level and across the teams, that, you know, they reach out to try to help. You know, we tried to learn from, you know, other teams in regards to how they advocated to get open, and there's just a lot of sharing of ideas, but I think people were pretty surprised that it took this long to get open here.
How will you decide, you know, 1,900 in a 19,000 seat arena, that's tough, and you're going to have a lot of demand. How will you decide who gets in?
Yeah, fortunately, we've been working on that for a while, too. We have a good process, all done electronically based on loyalty and tenure. Our season ticket holders, we'll get first crack and we'll work our way through as many as we can. And then if there's anything remaining, then, you know, obviously we go to the general public. And, you know, hopefully, you know, over time as we get into the playoffs, the situation improves and, you know, we can increase capacity at some point and more people would have access. But, you know, fingers crossed that that's what happened. No guarantee, obviously, with that. But hopefully our capacity can increase and we can get more people in the building as we get later in the season.
Blazers president Chris McGowan with us. I thought the NBA was a real leader even 14 months ago when you know, the team sort of walked off the court and shut down. That was a big marker, you know, for everybody else. Like, hey, this is really serious stuff, and I think the league has done a really nice job. What, you know, role do you have or do you see this organization having in our state as it comes to sort of promoting good protocols, promoting vaccination and those kinds of things?
Yeah, we've done a lot of that up to this point. Fortunately, we have really active players and our organization tries to be as active as possible. And we've you know, partnered with OHA. We've, you know, made it known to the politicians, the governor's office that, you know, we're a resource, we're a platform. You know, so we've been promoting washing hands, wearing masks, being distanced on a regular basis for the last, you know, over a year. And, you know, I think you're going to see us really get behind and continue to promote the importance of vaccination, which, you know, to us is the quickest way out of this. And, you know, we all read the articles that, you know, vaccinations are slowing down, you know, out there and particularly maybe in Oregon as well. So we're going to ramp that up and, you know, just share with everyone that we think it's important that everyone gets vaccinated. Our entire team's been vaccinated and, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to be vaccinated now throughout the state. So you'll probably see us really ramp up that type of a communication to use our platform to make the community better.
You know, I kept wondering as this, you know, process was dragging out, and if you hadn't been cleared to have fans inside the building, were you exploring any contingency plans? Was there a possibility that a Blazer game was going to be played out of state?
I mean, we always have been looking at different plans, and, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we were really looking at that. As we got through, you know, the games and the season started, it was not something we really looked at seriously because, I mean, it's a real challenge to take load up a team in season when the playoffs are happening, to go play playoffs in front of, you know, fans in another market. So we did a little bit of that at the beginning of the season, but not much as the season progressed and as we were getting towards this decision. And we were optimistic in getting good information from the governor's office about the possibility of us being able to open. And we were really optimistic in early April that it would happen a little bit sooner. Obviously there was a blip in the road, and we're just thankful that, you know, it's happening now and we're going to be able to have, you know, some regular season games in the playoffs with fans. And what it really does for us is it sets us up for progress coming into next season. And then also in the concert world, where, you know, part of our job is to book the arena, not for just Blazer games. And this sends a message to people booking concerts now that Oregon's open. And we want to get routed on the big tours that are going to start happening when things get better. And if the message is that Oregon's closed, we're going to miss out on that for a couple of years. So this is a big message to the concert and live entertainment industry as well.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that because I was talking to people in other states, and they were saying, what's going on in your state and what's happening, you know, not just with the NBA, but, you know, the Timbers and the Thorns and the Hops and, you know, everybody kind of in it together. How much communication are you doing with those other entities as you know, this pandemic sort of progressed?
I'd say regular. That's the cool thing about here. Is we have a great relationship with the Timbers. We have a great relationship with the Hops, obviously the Winter Hawks in our building. So, you know, we talked to KL a lot. We talked to Mike Golub a lot, talked to Merritt quite a bit. We also talked to the teams in Seattle and look at it from a regional basis. So fortunately we're all really close and we're all in different cycles with this. Some teams have already had fans, some haven't. So we all learn from each other and try to be good resources for everyone. And that's one thing I love about kind of being in Portland.
Chris McGowan with us, Trailblazers president. You know, as you're talking and researching other places, I kept looking, Chris, to find examples of, you know, are there super spreader events? And I'm watching the Kentucky Derby with 50,000 fans at Churchill Downs, and I'm going, okay, you know, we're getting an opportunity. Maybe the benefit of being slow is we got to see some other places open, but it did not appear to me that sporting events presented a large risk, a health risk. Were you seeing the same things I was, or what were you seeing?
Same thing, especially if you do it the right way and take protocols super seriously. And everyone we've been modeling after has done that. You know, fortunately, the NBA has been hosting fans all season indoors and doing it very, very safely. There's obviously a lot of talk about indoor versus outdoor. And sure, it's safer when you're outside, but you can also create safe environments indoors. You look at Moda Center is several hundred thousand square feet. We've upgraded all of our cleaning protocols. We've upgraded our air filtration system and all of our protocols around that. We're seating people in pods. We're cleaning on a regular basis. So even though it's an indoor environment, especially with limited capacity, we know that if we take these protocols seriously and our fans do, and we know our fans will, that it's a safe environment.
Let's, you know, how will you space people out? Because I'm curious to, you know, how 1,900 fans, is it going to be like eight people in the 300 level, or how do you space people out?
Yeah, I mean, it is, folks are going to be spread out, and we've done it in pods, and we wanted to make sure that there was a row in between anybody that's sitting in seats. We're not selling the aisles so people don't have to climb over each other. We spent a lot of time looking at our manifest and creating a distanced manifest based on, you know, various capacities that we thought we would open up at, and did it in a way to where there's 6 feet of distance. And then we're going to have our staff really prepared to make sure people are wearing masks when they're not eating, and that people are in the right seats, and that people are keeping their distance. And I think we've got a good plan in that regard. And I expect that once we get it down and the situation improves, we'll be able to ramp up our capacity accordingly.
Chris McGowan, Blazers president, with us. You also play a role in the larger Vulcan sports world. What are you seeing from the NFL and the potential for Seahawks games versus the Blazers? Is it all state based, or what are the differences?
Yeah, it's been state based, and Chuck Arnold, who's the president of the Seahawks, has obviously been involved in all of this, and they're ramping up to have the ability to have pretty good crowds at Lumen Field, and we're already seeing it with the Sounders, and Washington is a little bit ahead of where we're at from a perspective in Oregon. They're starting to think about things like vaccinated sections, and we're hopeful that over the course of the summer, we're currently 6,000-7,000 people can ramp up to 20,000 people, and then when the Seahawks season starts, you're looking at significantly bigger crowds at that time because the situation has gotten better.
In New York, Governor Cuomo saying that they will offer vaccination at Yankee Stadium and at Mets games as well. Is that something you'd be open to if the governor said, "Hey, Chris, can we set up a vaccination site at the arena?" Are you open to that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're ready to plug into whatever need there is, and I think they've got a good plan from a vaccination center perspective in Oregon, and they're ramping up. But if that's something that the community needed, and we certainly have the facilities to be able to do that type of stuff, our hand is raised, and it'll always be raised. And even if we don't get to do that, we're going to be a good messenger for the importance of vaccinations as well.
I have to think, you get the news, where's your first phone call after you find out you can have fans?
Well, my first phone call was with Chris Oxley, who handles all of our government affairs, and it was about 6 o'clock at night. So we immediately called a management team meeting at 6:30, and we spent an hour or so kind of going through all the things that we would need to do. We were actually in a bit of an unwinding mode, not thinking we were going to have fans for the next couple weeks. So now we're ramping it back up. So we got to get people staffed. We got to get food ordered. We got to do a lot of stuff over the next couple days. And it's a good problem. We're so happy we're getting to do that. So we spent an hour or so going through all the things that we needed to do to get the balls rolling, so to speak. And then we got up at 8 this morning and had another management team meeting. And then we did an all-staff meeting at 9:30 so we could talk to the staff about how exciting this is, and thanking the staff for all the work that everyone's done. But our big message over the last year and a half was, the situation's fluid, so we have to be on our toes and ready to pivot at any moment. And this is a classic example of that. We had to pivot and say, all right, we didn't think we were going to have fans for a couple weeks. We can now have them in a couple days, so we got to get ramped up and get stuff going.
That to me is the crazy part, because even with Oregon State, they yesterday announced there'll be no fans at their scrimmage Saturday, and then within about 40 minutes they said, check that, there will be fans. If you're holding a ticket, get yourself to the stadium. Really challenging and different. Chris, before I cut you loose, we're looking long term at the big picture now with concerts. I hadn't even thought about sporting events. Are you hopeful that, a year from now, are we in a place where there could be 19,000 in the arena, or do you think it will just be incremental steps back along the way?
Tough to predict, but more of me thinks that we're going to be back to the normal, bigger crowds, 19,000 people in the arena, and big crowds for concerts, and that's everyone hopes that. Obviously, the virus is going to kind of dictate that. That's why we are also fired up about the importance of vaccinations, because we believe the more people that do that, the quicker we're going to get to, those types of things that we all love to do, going to live events, going out, going to restaurants. I mean, so much about what the city's all about. We're just hopeful that that can happen. So we're planning as if in line with next season and late summer, that more of that normalcy will come.
I spent a lot of time. I've got three daughters in my household, one a high school senior, and I'm sort of lamenting how different their world is. I know you have kids who play sports. How has that been in your household?
It's been, fortunately, they've been able to play lately. And with the high school starting back up, and, one of my sons runs track and, appreciated your article on the mask because he does distance, and it's tough to run those events in masks. So, I mean, it's been an amazing outlet for them. You know, kids are dealing with tough times and, things aren't normal, like school and graduations and all that type of stuff. So we've just been thankful that, our kids are active and they both have places to go and exercise and stay fit and socialize and, all that type of stuff. So it's been a huge part of, how we've gotten through the pandemic.
I don't know how those runners were doing it with masks. I got on a bike. I was in a hotel. I'm covering the NCAA tournament. They said, you can go to the gym, but you have to wear a mask. I got on the bike. I felt like I was in, a Colorado Springs training for the Olympics. I could barely breathe.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's tough, but hey, that's why those kids are in better shape than us.
I know it. Chris McGowan, congratulations. You'll see some people inside the building. It's a nice step in the right direction. Thank you for making time for us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Chris McGowan, Blazers president. I want your reaction to that, your takeaways. Would you feel safe going back to the arena? Will you go back to the arena? Is your hand raised? In New York, Governor Cuomo saying, look, Mets games, Yankee games, we'll vaccinate people at the stadium.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.